Welcome back to Success Made Last. I'm Rick Tucchini. This show is presented by Edward Jones and Gracefully Yours Travel Journals. This is our CEO Intent Series. And our very special guest today is Laureen Ong, the first female president in cable TV history at Nat Geo, named Woman of the Year in cable TV. And then Laureen moved to president of the Travel Journal. She created the Nat Geo culture mixed into the crazy and fast Fox network at the time. And today we're going to hear that backstory. Laureen, it's an honor to have you on Success Made Last CEO in 10. Welcome.
Thank you, Rick. It's great to be on here with you.
Laureen, we want to know more about your backstory, including a little bit on your hometown and hearing more detail on your climb to the top of the cable TV industry. Please share.
Sure. You know, what's always so interesting is, you just never know, when you start your journey, where it's going to take you and ultimately where it ends up going. And so, I grew up in northern New Jersey, in Bergen County, and I lived in that New York, New Jersey area there for most of my formative years, going to school there as well. And when I came out of college, I was, growing up in a traditionally Chinese family, I was going to do something respectable like teach, while my brother was going to go and, become a doctor, a lawyer, or any of those types of things. And, so when I graduated from college, I had a teaching job lined up, but, as life would have it, I went looking for a summer job, and the summer job led me to a small independent television network that was focused in sports. So I took that job, and as they say, I never looked back. And while I never went into formal teaching career, I would contend that you teach all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the small independent television network, TVS, did things like NCAA basketball. We had, WFL football, NASL soccer when Pele was there. So we did a lot of sports, and the nice thing when you start out in a small company is you get to do everything. And I did get, to roll up my sleeves, and, as long as, I was, willing to work hard, I got, a pretty good handle on, how an independent network works and, how you set up a network and how you produce a show and all of that. So, that job then led me into, a larger platform, going to a place like CBS Sports, and then from there, I went to the Chicago White Sox, where, we started one of the very first regional sports networks in the country, and mainly because it was an economic issue. When you looked at where the cost for athletes was going, and you looked at the traditional revenue models that sports teams have, it really took some very brilliant thinking on the ownership to realize that, you had to start looking at beyond your traditional, over-the-air television and radio revenues to grow that, and paid television was really, at an infancy at that stage. And as you can imagine, that was very hard to do because everybody felt that it was a birthright to have free over-the-air sports all the time.
That's right.
So, so asking somebody to now pay for sports was heresy. There's something to be said about being a pioneer and having a little harder, road, because you learn a lot from that. But I also realized when I was in sports that I couldn't see a path for myself in wanting to stay in sports my whole career. And I started thinking about, I like being, on the television side, and can I move over to entertainment? And so, from there, I went over to the Mary Tyler Moore Studios, and I sold syndicated programming to television stations. And it was shows like Saying Elsewhere, Newhart Show, Hill Street Blues, and I had a pretty good idea there of the economics of how television stations work because, you know, I had to sell it based on, you know, a return on investment and things like that. So, you know, so that was a lot of fun. And along the path, you know, you meet a lot of people that mentor you. And, you know, somebody said to me, wow, you know what? You'd be a really great general manager at a television station. And, you know, I hadn't thought about that, but then I did. And I said, okay, that sounds pretty good. So I then pursued a couple of jobs at television stations that allowed me on the sales side to go in and sell. And I took a path that I knew would lead me to eventually run a television station, which I eventually did for News Corp. They bought a television station in Phoenix, KSAZ, and I was hired to come in and help transition that station into a Fox-owned and operated station. From there, they then asked me to go and fix WTTG, which is based in Washington, D.C., and I was already in the Fox family, and they were looking for someone to start up Nat Geo, and that was a joint venture with National Geographic and News Corporation. So I was very fortunate that I got the nod there as well to do that startup. And then, as of course, you know, as life was happening, and you know, this was probably one of my greatest challenges as well as great accomplishments. You know, I was there for 7 years. You know, I got that fortuitous call that said, okay, I think you've had enough fun at Nat Geo. You know, we really like your help. You know, we have this business over in Hong Kong called Star TV. Would you go over and help us try and work with that group over there? So I did. Didn't think twice about it. Picked up my bags and went over to Hong Kong, and I was there for 3 years. And it was really a very both professionally and personally rewarding period of time for me. And then I came back after my 3 years there, and I was very fortunate that the Travel Channel opportunity was available, and that's where I am currently.
That is a truly amazing journey. I must ask about Nat Geo. How did you marry the very stately Nat Geo into the craziness and fast pace of the Fox cable network?
Yeah, you know what? That was it was the first time I had actually worked for a joint venture and actually reporting to a board, and the cultures were diametrically opposed in so many ways. But you know what? I learned a lot from both parents, and what we did, you know, what I like to say we did at Nat Geo is we created our own culture. It took the best from both and made the channel its own culture. And what I mean by that is, you know, we certainly from the News Corp side, you know, being, you know, very goals driven, results oriented, you know, that goes without saying, and that was going to happen. You know, but from the Geographic side, they cared a lot about quality. They cared a lot about their brand. They cared a lot about, you know, the whole how you did it, what it looked like, the image of it. So learning how to meld the combination of both, not easy to do, but an important thing to do, particularly for that brand and to also satisfy both parents.
So you melded these cultures together, and it wasn't easy. We've heard that before on the show. Managing mergers is something not taught in college. I marvel at your leadership skills and how to pace that kind of merger. That sort of bridges nicely into the discussion of core values. And Scripps, your parent company over the Travel Channel, has some big core values. And to my recollection, they are clarity and communication, compassion and support, diversity for sure, humor, integrity, openness, shared responsibility, and life balance. You may recall, Lorene, that I authored a book that was really only about Fortune 500 leaders called When Core Values Are Strategic. And I got to tell you, humor was never mentioned. Why is that a core value at Scripps?
Well, you know, it's one of those important elements where if you do take yourself too seriously all the time, you know, and sometimes when you're trying to punctuate a point, humor can be very helpful. It can be very helpful in trying to either diffuse a situation or whatever it happens to be, but ultimately you have to, we're in a fabulous business, we're in media, it's exciting, it's fun, and if you take it too seriously and at some point you don't step back and you don't have a little fun with it and you can't poke fun at yourself, then you know you're gonna lose a lot and miss a lot as a result.
Absolutely. Well, that really makes humor important, as you just stated it. And with humor comes openness. Of interest to us is how you move from one company to another so gracefully. So how did you do that, especially from the perspective of that you needed to assess the culture as you onboarded at the Travel Channel?
You know, I think that one of the most important things you have to do when you're looking at going to work for someone, a person and a company, because both matter, knowing who you're working for and then knowing the core values of the company, is to make sure that those core values are in sync with how you like to work and who you are as a person. Because if they're in conflict, you're going to be in the wrong place for yourself. And, you know, I have never been at a company like Scripps where the core values are very explicitly laid out as they are here, and they do truly live them. You know, most companies, I think, would have a harder time expressing what their core values are. You know, I think most would say, well, you know, we're results-oriented and that's what we care about, and of course we care about our people, and of course, you know, but they're never stated so explicitly as they are here, and they're not lived as they are lived here.
Isn't that great to have core values as a rudder?
Make sure your own core values are in relative sync with the company too.
Well, that's right. So how are those core values at Scripps reflected in your current programming and even future programming at the Travel Channel?
Well, you know, Scripps, they are the leader in lifestyle programming, and they have demonstrated some, you know, remarkable, you know, feats with, you know, what they were able to do from an idea like HGTV to what it is today, you know, just remarkable, you know, what Ken was able to do with that. And then also when you look at Food Network, you know, and how that business has, you know, gone from, you know, what it was, you know, a few years ago to what it is today, has been remarkable, you know, top 10 network. And, you know, it's not just about, you know, finding a recipe and making it. It's entertainment. And all the Scripps networks are known for being, you know, highly entertaining with a lot of informational takeaway. And being a kind of environment that appeals to a very high-end educated audience. And, you know, you can't ask for more than that in the television landscape these days. That's what everybody would love to strive for. But Scripps has done it in an incredible and astonishing way. So, you know, I travel, you know, clearly as the newest member of the team, you know, that's where we're trying to go as well. Recognizing that, you know, there's certain types of genres of programming that, you know, that you're not going to do. For instance, you know, a show, you know, like a Honey Boo Boo would never, ever, you know, or anything like it, you know, be on a Scripps network because, you know, it would be a rub to, you know, the overall Scripps brands and also to the kind of audience that tunes into our networks. So,
right,
you know, in coming into this family, it's probably the best owner Travel Channel has ever had. Travel Channel is 25, 26 years old, believe it or not. Many, many owners, including the first one, which was TWA, that, you know, really created Travel Channel as a barker channel to get people to fly more. Then it was sold to Landmark Communications, who in turn sold it to Discovery Channel, and then they sold it to Cox, and 3 years ago Scripps bought it, so now it's part of the Scripps portfolio. So, you know, probably the very strong North Star that Scripps has for its brands and how it really, you know, respects their brands or respects the audience they appeal to is something we take very seriously at Travel as well. So when you look at travel, we like to talk about reimagining travel and the travel experience and what it means to our consumers because, you know, over a period of time, you know, as they have found out, you know, at our sister networks as well, there's an evolution of what needs to happen because the media landscape changes and what the audience expects from you changes as well. And, you know, in the past, if you watched Travel Channel, you probably remember there was a lot of poker on at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, there's a lot of travel log type programming, and that programming worked at that time. But, you know, in today's environment, they do want a lot of authoritative, friend in the know kind of information. And that's why our shows like Bizarre Foods America works really well for us. Hotel Impossible. You know, it's characters that really know what they're talking about, take you on a journey. And you want to go along with them because you're going to learn something.
Well, of course. So tell us about the program that you're most proud of.
Calling Out. RVs have been something that our viewers love, love, love. They cannot get enough of all programmings that deals with RVs. And so Brett Michaels is hosting Rock My RV. That will premiere with us at the end of this month. And we're very excited about that because not only will our RV fans get their fair share of it, but Brett Michaels, who legitimately comes by the RV subject matter because he actually lives in his own RVs for 10 months out of the year and actually does design his own RVs.
That is a fun series that we've enjoyed. And Lorene, it's as we close today's show, we'd love to hear your advice to young entrepreneurs who think that their best currency are their original ideas.
Well, you know, having the courage to stay with your idea and really believing in it is very hard sometimes when the bleakest moments feel like, oh my God, I can't do this anymore. But if you really do believe in your idea, that's really critical. And, you know, so it's a combination of having the courage and having that idea that you believe in, but also having a very strong network, that can also support you and help you during that time as you're going through that process as well.
Well, thanks, Lorene. Love having you on today's show. We welcome you back. And, thanks for being such a great teacher at heart. It actually shows, and we heard it in your answers today as you were sharing your leadership wisdom.
Thank you, Rick. Great to be here.
That was Lorene Ong. We appreciate her being on our CEO in 10 show today. And we appreciate our ongoing sponsors of this program, Gracefully Yours Travel Journals. You can go to gracefully-yours.com today. And if you put in the code BOOK3, BOOK3, no space in there, no capitalization required, you can get 25% off their travel journals and all their other products that they feature on their website. So take advantage of that from your Success Make to Last network. And also thanks to Edward Jones Financial Advisors. I'm Rick Tocchini. Thanks for joining us. As we always say, may you live the best version of you. Have a great week. Gracefully Yours is America's favorite encouragement greeting card company. When you need encouragement, prayers, thank you, and oh yeah, to celebrate events like birthdays and anniversaries, this is the greatest greeting card company around. You can get it all at gracefully-yours.com today. And you know, while you spend $3 to $4 per individual card that you may buy at a Walmart, a Walgreens, a CVS, a Cost Plus World Market, and maybe even buying cards for $1 or $1.50 at dollar stores, Gracefully Yours cards can be purchased in their artsy collection of 12 cards. This is their box cards. That'll cost you less than 75 cents per card. and top it off with, those are delivered to your home, your office, your church, your company, wherever, with free shipping. You just can't beat the quality, the value. There are 50-some-odd wonderful fine artists that are all a part of the Gracefully Yours collection. So support Gracefully Yours today. Go to gracefully-yours.com today and support that company. And if you want to get your cards at an extra discount through Success Made to Last, you can put in the promotion code BOOK3 today. That's B-O-O-K-3 and get 25% off your total purchase. So thanks to our sponsor, Edward Jones. They are our trusted financial advisor. And Edward Jones has been instrumental in helping us pivot our lives built around health, happiness, travel, and adding value to other people's lives. You can contact our advisor, Serban Marasini, by emailing him at serban.marasine @edwardjones.com. And thanks again to their sponsorship of this program.